Pineapple pizza is so gross. Hams are for heathens. Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah. Hello, welcome to the AV show.
Oh.
I cut off the German.
That was German?
It was gonna be. I'm starting
Han Solo?
Yeah.
The video was funny.
That was good.
Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
They can look it up.
You could.
And maybe they'll find it. And maybe they won't. Maybe they'll find something completely different and just think that you're crazy.
It's very possible.
Yeah. So there's a lot of Han Solo videos out there.
Yeah.
He's a pretty popular character.
Yeah. Adrian calls Häagen-Dazs ice cream Hansdons. I'm like, that's not even close.
Hansdons? I can call it that. Forever now. Hans Duns. I like it.
Yeah.
Is that supposed to be somebody's name? Häagen-Dazs?
I have no idea.
I don't know German, so we should probably introduce ourselves.
I'm Hans Duns.
I'm Han Solo.
There you have it.
Collectively, we're the Ebit Show.
Yep.
So. She's crying over here. She's laughing so hard, she's crying. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. How are you?
I'm pretty good. We're here after 2 weeks off and 2 weeks of technical difficulties.
Yep. Technical poops.
Yeah.
But it's working now.
We recorded one and it sounded horrible.
Yep.
And then we were going to re-record it and then nothing worked.
Well, it worked. It just sounded just as horrible as the...
I think it sounded worse.
Yeah, at one point it definitely did. Just before we decided to quit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And started going further downhill.
But we're here now.
Yeah, and now hopefully. We don't need our hands on the microphone. We've upgraded, people.
We got stands. We're moving up.
Yep. So now you don't have to hear the...
I never heard it.
Well, that's good.
It's because I don't listen to our show.
That's fair.
I know what we sound like.
Do you?
Yeah. No, well, yeah. You sound the same, but I sound different. Because I just hear me in my own head.
Yep. I was watching a video that explains like all the reasoning why you sound different, like the way it's reverberating through your head, all the sound and everything, and so why you hear your voice lower than what it actually is. Pretty interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. Science. It's real, guys.
It's magic.
Yeah.
You too can be a magician.
Yeah. Oh, I've been watching a lot of those. Well, I haven't watched any in like the last few weeks, but...
So not a lot.
Well, I was. I was watching a lot of the Penn and Teller. Fool Us, what you think? We talked about on the podcast that we had to trash.
Yes.
Yeah, there's some really, really cool magic tricks that people do, and it's really exciting when, like, they completely fool Penn and Teller. Like, there's even one guy who, it was like they thought they knew what he was doing. Like, you know, whenever they're like, oh, we think you did this, they're always, like, talking in this weird code, so, you know, it's something that's, like, obvious to a magician, but unless you know what the trick entails, like... You just think they're saying weird words, like throwing random shit into their sentences. Like, mm-hmm. Okay, that's weird. But, yeah, they like they were explaining to him how they think, and he was like, yeah, well, I think I know what you're talking about, but like, that's not it at all. And they're like, what, really? And they like come up there and they go over there and they check out all this stuff and they just look completely amazed. It was really cool.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know how to do magic tricks, so.
I know a place where you can get stuff to learn.
Is it a magic shop?
Yep.
Oh, what's it called?
Tannins? Magic shop? Tannins? Tannins? The one we went to in New York.
Mm.
There's also one in Seattle. In the Pike Place Market.
Oh.
I don't know the name of that one, though.
I see.
Yeah.
I think I've only ever been to one magic store, and that was with, you remember Wendell?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, it was when he was like doing a lot of magic tricks, trying to learn some stuff, and he was like showing me some things.
Oh, was it the one in Nob Hill? It used to be by Monta Vista?
It might have been. It was so long ago. I have no idea where in the city it was. Mm-hmm. So, but it was probably around there since that's where he lived and that's usually where we hung out. So.
Mm-hmm.
In that area. yeah. So what have you been doing?
Working.
Exciting.
Let's see. I was on vacation. Went to Seattle for a few days. Got to walk around the city. That was fun. We went to the Funko headquarters, main distribution mm-hmm. place. That was pretty cool. I got my Cuphead pop before they came out everywhere else.
Lucky.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting.
Is it like special edition?
No. But they did have some stuff there. They had like all of the Freddy Funko, like a whole room that was just all of the variants of those.
Wow.
Because you can't really find those most places anymore.
Yeah.
They had some of like the Chase, which is like the special series you have a chance of getting when they come out.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some of like the convention exclusives.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And then they have a room where you could build your own. So you could just like Frankenstein something together.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Did you build one?
No.
You should build one.
Because I was already buying like three things. And I was like, I don't even have room to bring all of these back. So I should just limit myself.
Yeah. That's a problem about traveling someplace. You gotta figure out how much you can bring back.
Yep.
It's even worse for international. Not that I know, but from what I hear.
Well, when I traveled internationally, I just took a giant suitcase, anticipating that I was gonna fill it.
That's smart.
With stuff. So everybody was complaining about my suitcase being so big. And then on the way back, they're just carrying all these bags of stuff. And I was like, suckers, I don't got to do that.
Yep. That's clever.
Yeah. What else? We finished watching Westworld.
Ooh.
That was so good.
The best?
It's up there.
Top five?
For TV shows?
Yeah.
Maybe. Definitely top 10.
Yeah.
And the soundtrack's really good.
I still have not watched a single episode.
You should do that.
I will try to get on it.
It's got a couple famous people and some less famous people and some not famous at all people.
Well,
not at all.
What's going to be fun is watching it later. You know, going back and seeing, like, going to watch an X-Files now, and you're just like, oh my god, that person's famous, that person's famous. And just like all the guest characters are like, holy crap.
Yeah.
So.
See, we watched Justice League. That was better than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was going to be terrible, and I'm not expecting it to be a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
But it was good.
Enjoyable.
It was worth watching.
So did you like the story? Did you like, how were the visuals?
The visuals were good. The story was It was all right. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like anything wowing. Mm. But it was good. It brought everyone together.
Yep. It did as the name would imply. Yeah. Do you think that it is... Because there's a lot of people that are saying that, you know, if it doesn't do well, that it's... That's going to be the end of the... What is it? DCU? Mm-hmm. Do you think it's going to continue? Or you think...
I hope so, because I think Aquaman's movie is next. Mm-hmm.
But do you think it's... Because... So, what they're saying is that the movies are still going to come out, but it might not be tied together.
Those be all their individual movies?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think would be a bad thing either which way.
No.
Because I think... For me, that's kind of the issue that they kind of have, is that they wanted to rush to get a conglomerate movie out.
Yeah.
And so... We don't have the movie for Flash, for Aquaman. We just barely got one for for Wonder Woman. There isn't even one for Batman, technically.
Yeah, it was just Batman and Superman.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like they are stuck in feeling like they need to compete with Marvel.
Yeah.
And they don't have... The stories themselves don't have the same feel as like the Marvel writing, so they're never going to be on the same page as them. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if they just tried to stay truer to themselves and their own stories, that it would be a lot better than trying to be as good as another franchise.
Yeah, yeah. They're trying too hard to play catch up and not focusing on their strengths.
Well, it's like Suicide Squad. Probably would have been a lot better before they did all the reshoots to make it more lighthearted and
yeah
fun. It's not really what people wanted.
Yeah. I don't know.
But who knows?
That movie, there's some parts of that movie that I do really like. But yeah, as a whole, I don't know.
But then don't they want to get rid of Ben Affleck, or he wants to leave?
Yeah, I think he wants to leave. I think is... Or maybe they want him to leave also. I'm not sure what the story is anymore.
Too sexist or something?
There's a lot of issues from what I understand. Like because he was directing some of them, or that might have been the plan, I think. I don't know if he actually did. But there's like creative differences and whatnot. So I think they weren't exactly happy with him in the end, because I know he definitely got taken off one of the movies that he was working on as a director, I believe. Mm-hmm. Like 90% sure. So yeah, and I think that really caused the spiral out for him wanting to just leave altogether. But then again, it might be that they want him to leave, and maybe that's why they did that. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Hollywood sounds like a hot mess to work in.
Yeah.
A lot of drama.
Right? Yeah. I don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll skip being famous, thank you. Not that I have a choice.
True.
But if I did, no. I'd imagine I'd probably want to be more like... what's his name? Oh, man.
Keanu Reeves.
Well, yeah, but that's like super ideal. Like, he's like the perfect gentleman.
That's true.
I was thinking more along the lines of
Macaulay Culkin.
No.
Andy Dick.
No.
Good. Don't be Andy Dick.
Seriously. No, the guy that plays Commissioner Gordon, Zorg.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know. I know who you're talking about, though.
Yeah. Mr. Chameleon. Yeah, like, he seems like he just keeps, you know, work, and everything else separate.
Gary Oldman.
Yeah, Gary Oldman, there you go. Yeah, he seems like...
I forgot who Zorg was.
John, what's his full name? Jean-Baptiste Emmanuel Zorg?
Yeah. I think?
It's ridiculous. But, yeah, no, the way that he kind of, like, goes about his Hollywood persona is just completely separate than his personal life, and he tries to keep it pretty separate, but he's still like out there and has fun and everything.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. I feel like maybe people just get caught up in what they think the famous lifestyle is.
Yeah.
Or what it should be. And not what being the best person they could be.
Yeah. Agreed. Like PewDiePie.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what happened to him. It seems like he was always like going to extremes to like, you know, impress his fans and whatnot to get more likes and views and all that other good stuff. But there's a point where he just like crossed that line and then just didn't really care at that point, or he just got so sucked into it that he couldn't see that line anymore. I don't know.
Yeah.
So.
You like Dunky.
Yeah. He's so funny.
I showed my brother when I was visiting him some of his videos, and then I showed him one where you actually see him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, that's his voice.
I've never seen Dunky, I don't think.
Oh, I thought Adrian and I showed you one with him.
Oh, maybe you did. I don't remember what he looks like.
He was just so disappointed.
I feel that's how it goes a lot of the time, so when you like know somebody by their voice only, that's what people think of us. We don't have fans.
We don't. Well, there's like 5, right? You said?
Yeah. They're downloading it. I don't know if they're listening to it.
That's something.
Yeah.
But before, when we did have fans, most of them knew us, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, I don't know. For podcasts that I listen to, I think I know what most of the people actually look like. I actually don't know what the Mysterious Universe guys look like, actually.
They're white guys?
Yeah, they sound like it.
They look pretty on par with, like, their voice matches their face.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nothing surprising.
No.
So we got off track. Where were we? You were talking about something.
What we've been up to. I guess that's about it. Nothing like too exciting.
No games?
I don't remember.
It's
been a long time.
Playing Mario?
Playing Yonome.
Oh yeah, that's
the
right.
Elephant. And that one is really cute and really fun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's enemies, but they're not like super difficult. It's more of a puzzle. Like there's little dungeons. So it's kind of Zelda-ish like that.
Yeah.
So it's pretty fun.
Do you collect power-ups and stuff too?
So far, the only ability I have is to blow air out of my trunk or suck up water and then shoot that. But I think you could get like fire and other stuff later. It just depends on, I guess, what the puzzle calls for.
Okay.
You could carry stuff around. So I carried this little hedgehog through the whole forest. And I was disappointed that I had to set him down in order to pick up this item for a mission and to leave him behind.
Poor little guy.
Yeah. I'm sure he's okay then.
You better hope so.
Guess I'll never know.
Till he comes to haunt you. You left me.
Animal Crossing.
Lots of Animal Crossing.
Much Animal Crossing.
What level are you now?
42.
I'm 34, I think.
I have all of the holiday stuff.
I don't yet.
And I have like 400 candy canes.
Jeez. Yeah. You and Star are...
It's a nice distraction from work.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice distraction anytime, really.
That's true. Except for while you're driving, you shouldn't be playing it.
Yeah, probably not. If you're on the bus, though, that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Or you have a self-driving car. Maybe
or a
not
chauffeur.
If it's like a brand new self-driving car from some... Oh my god.
Smooth.
Does it do that for you too, where it turns up the volume every time you start it up? So Star actually has that problem also, where she starts up the game and it's maximum volume, and I don't know why it does that.
Mine's never done that, but I almost always have like the media volume turned off.
Well, I usually do. Well, I don't have it off, but I usually have it like halfway. Maybe because you have it off, it doesn't turn it up. Because there's been a few times that it hasn't turned on, and I know that's been at work when I usually do have it off.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, since I normally have it like halfway, I guess it just pump up the volume.
I want everybody to know that you're camping.
Uh-huh. It's really fun.
It is really fun. And I'm glad that they're already doing
bringing new stuff.
Updates and yeah, bringing new townies and or campers now.
Whatever.
New items. They're already planning and like doing the flower garden.
Yeah. Yeah, it's only not even a month, right?
Yeah.
And they're already bringing new features. So that's really cool. I hope they bring more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to all the characters that they bring. Yeah, I want them all.
I already have encountered all the animals, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So I think the maximum level you can get right now, I think it's all 61, I want to say. Because there were originally 40 animals that you can have.
And then they added 4 or 3.
I thought they added more than that.
Oh, was it? Because there was blue bear.
Yeah.
And then I thought it was like 3 or 4.
I can't remember.
I don't know. Maybe I don't have all of them.
But they added, I thought it was like around 10 more. But maybe not. I don't really know. But and then so this guy was saying that you have a certain amount of levels that you like start off with. And then from there on, it's you'll have one level for each animal that they add.
Okay. Oh, and it might be because I have like I've encountered them, but I haven't invited them.
Mm-hmm.
So until I finish all of their stuff, I won't bring in new ones, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool. It's a nice little waste of time.
Yeah.
I've completely forgotten about Pokemon at this point.
Well, I still play Pokemon. I mean, I at least check it once a day. Because there's a stop, like, in my parking lot at work with a gym.
Uh-huh.
But I've only encountered 3 of the ones that they added.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. So between, like, here, at my apartment, like, we went walking around the mall. It's only those 3 that I've seen.
Wow.
So, don't know.
I don't know either. How many Pokemon did they add?
I thought it was at least 50.
Wow, and you've only seen 3? That's crazy.
So I wonder if they're, like, water and, like, really depending on, like, where you are.
Since yeah, well,
I'm, like,
that
in
was
the
with
city
the,
pretty much the whole time.
That was with, like, the weather update, too, and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's part of it? I don't know.
Maybe. We never get weather other than hot or cold.
Well, we get weather, but it only lasts for like 5 minutes. And if you're indoors, you sometimes don't know.
Yeah,
you miss it. Yeah.
Technically, last week it snowed.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
For like 2 minutes, and then it just sunny the rest of the day.
Yeah, didn't you tell somebody that it was snowing?
Yeah, I went to go tell the receptionist in my office. And then we went to the window to look at it, and by the time we got to the window, it was done.
Yep, that's Albuquerque.
Yep.
Anything else? Any other cell phone games?
Let's see. Adrian's playing that player unknown
battlegrounds. Player unknown battlegrounds.
Yeah, he's been playing that, and it looks like garbage. And I tell him, I'm like, this is like the worst looking game, which doesn't mean that it's necessarily bad, just because it doesn't look good.
Yeah. And that's the one where they have like a crap ton of multiplayer combatants, right?
It's 100 people, I think. So you all parachute out of this plane over various parts of the map, and you're all trying to kill each other to be the last one.
Are they big areas that they're in?
It's like several islands.
Oh, really?
And then there's like bridges going across them. So it seems like a pretty big area. But then as time goes on, there's like a bubble around it that shrinks.
Oh.
So if you're outside of the bubble, you'll be losing health.
And oh,
eventually
really?
It'll kill you. So you have to keep moving in towards the center of the map.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's still trying like in a smaller area.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it looks fun. Like, if you had, like, friends to play with, it would be fun. Mm-hmm. But like graphically, it's not really that impressive. But I think it's still like beta for Xbox One right now.
Oh, really? Okay. So they got time to beautify it.
Yep.
That's cool. Is he good?
No. His first round, he lucked out because he was like on the edge of the map the whole time. So he was basically just running from the barrier. So he ended up being like top 30. Mm-hmm. So he was all excited. And then he's like, okay, I'm going to drop down when I see a bunch of people jump out of the plane. So I'll like be able to fight people. And then he was like 98 out of 99 people. And then he's playing with one of his friends, and his friend's like trying to give him advice and stuff. And he's just like, I'm going to go fight these people. And he's like, it's not a good idea.
So he's like Gimli.
Yeah.
He's rushing in there.
Well, then he got this car, and he saw somebody running to another car. And he was trying to hit them before they got to the car.
Yeah.
But he's terrible at driving in video games. So he's going like straight at the person, and he decides to swerve in the opposite direction. So he just goes around the person, and they get in their car and go in the opposite direction. And then he's trying to, there's somebody coming out of a building, so he was going to hit them, not realizing there was like a table or some sort of furniture. So he just hit that.
And it just like dead stop?
It stopped his car, and then the person just shot him.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Wow. You gotta watch out for those tables.
Yep.
They'll take you out.
We got Xenoblade 2, but I'm waiting to play that, because he's playing it, so I have no comment on that right now.
Yeah.
And then, since I have a week off for Christmas, I decided to start New Vegas over again, so... Yeah,
how far in are you so far?
I started it last night. So since we're playing it on the Xbox One, it had to download some of it for the backwards compatibility junk.
Yeah.
So by the time I started, I only got to play for like half an hour. So I made my character and did like the first one or two.
Do you wish that the Fallout games would come to the Switch?
Yes. I would buy all of them.
Yeah.
And then I would own them on every system.
All right. Right now I'm waiting for Skyrim to drop in price because I don't know. I mean, it's cool to have a portable, but $50. Or actually, I think it's $60, right? I think it's full price.
I think so.
It's just even $50 is too much of a premium. I think if it hit $35, that's probably the point where I would buy. Mm-hmm.
Because it has all the DLC with it, right?
Yeah. And I think you can find it for like $20 now, like with all the DLC. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure that's what I've seen it for. Like not too long ago, maybe that was on like a Steam sale or something. But still, like $60 just feels like too much.
Yeah.
I mean, and I know they put in the work to get it on there and everything, and I want to support that, but.
At this point, I would agree with you because there's a lot of other brand new games that I want to play that I would rather play first than replaying something.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that I feel like for a lot of people, they've already played Skyrim. The people who are excited for it have already played it. And so I don't think they necessarily don't want to pick it up on the Switch because... Kind of the beauty of those games is that, yeah, start a new file, you're going to have a different experience.
Yeah.
But it's hard to justify paying full price to replay a game because you are going to experience some of the same stuff over again. You're going to want to because you're just going to want to go about it differently. But there's other things that are coming out that are like... brand new and shiny and you really want to experience right away, that's just going to suck up the time. Mm-hmm. Like you might as well just throw it under the low price to begin with. So I'm kind of amazed that it came out at full price.
Yeah.
But I hope it does well, because I would love to see more.
Honestly. Yeah. Because Adrian was like super excited to get it, and then ultimately he ended up not getting it because there was other stuff coming out.
Yeah.
And he was like, well... like you said, when it, if it drops down in price, I'll definitely pick it up. But right now, there's just other stuff coming out.
Yep. Too bad.
But New Vegas is a whole other story for me. I played it on PS3, the 360, PC, and then Fallout 4 came out, and I have that on the PS4.
I need to find Fallout 4. I want to play through that completely.
I still need to beat that. Technically, Fallout 3 is the only one that I've finished the main story.
Really? You haven't even, not even New Vegas?
No.
Wow.
You probably put like over 200 like, hours into it.
It's like Battlestar Galactica all over again, where you're like, I just don't want it to end. So no. I'm going to do all these side missions.
I just get so caught up in the side missions and then exploring because the map is so huge.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like the random encounters and you get sucked into doing stuff. And then, because I bought the Ultimate Edition for the 360 for New Vegas. So then I was playing some of the DLC and then I just forgot about the main story. But then at a point it branches from like how you want to beat the game. So then I had two save files so that I was kind of playing them simultaneously. But then I think I saved over one of them on accident and missed it. But... So.
Boo-wings.
Yeah.
Well, now here's your chance to go the other way.
Yes, so.
Well, that's exciting. How long do you think it'll take you to get through it? Are you, like, going to spend as much time as possible just playing?
Well, I have 10 days off, I think. 10 or 11. So, we'll see.
That's a good amount of time.
So, I'm like, if I really focus and stick to the main story, I could definitely do that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to take a lot of willpower.
Yeah. You could do it. I don't know. It's one of those things, I think, where if you try to really focus and stay on the main story, you can get through them pretty quickly. So I think I did that with Skyrim the last time I went through. Actually, I don't think I actually beat it, but I was going through on Legendary just trying to beat the game. And then I was going to just do everything else. And I was getting through it pretty quickly. But yeah, there's just so much to the world that...
Yeah.
And it's so easy to get distracted. I mean, because there's always, like, something in the main storyline that always has to do with something else. And you're like, oh, I can go check that out real quick. And nope, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, because then it just spirals out of control. And there's, like, 40 hours you're off going doing something else.
Yeah. And I think, actually, in Skyrim, too, the first time that I played that, I thought that I was on the main mission. And it turned out that I wasn't, because it was all having to do with the main storyline, but it was not the main storyline.
Parallel to it?
Yeah. Like, oh, yep.
Yep.
It's like 10 hours that I have to go back and try to remember what I was doing over here. But, Mario.
Nope.
You beat it?
No, we're still in we haven't played it, I think, since before I went on my trip.
Ashley.
So we're in New Donk City.
Ashley.
We got the band together, and we're supposed to go into the sewers for something.
Yeah, I didn't do that part.
But.
Did you fight the mini-boss there? Oh, yeah, you have to, right?
Before. I think so, yeah.
That's like the first thing you have to do there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you go up the skyscraper?
Yep. Oh, you need to beat it. It's so bad.
Yeah.
That's what you should do.
Well, the Switch is occupied, though. So.
Just push them to the side.
I should just buy my own.
You could do that.
But then all of the games I downloaded are on that one.
I don't know how that works. You might have to call Nintendo, but I think they might be able to, like, transfer that stuff for you. I really wish Nintendo did that better.
Yeah.
But,
I thought they didn't, though, because John, like, for his Wii, he had, like, a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
And his was, like, super special circumstances. They're like, this is, like, one of the only cases that we're going to do this.
Yeah, and I've heard, like, they only really do it if you spend, like, a crap ton of money. But... I don't know, because I think they're trying to be more internet-focused lately.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you might just have to wait until the online service rolls out.
Mm.
because I people are clamoring for saved cloud save games on the Switch so bad that I feel like that's going to come with the full featured online service. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't, then they're just shooting themselves in the foot yet again. But yeah, I don't know. We might be able to. And that could be really cool too, because then there's some multiplayer games that you guys can play on your own screens.
Yep.
So
we'll see.
Yep. Just make him buy it.
He won't.
Just take his credit card.
That's true. I do know where he leaves it. I do know his PIN number.
I do know where he sleeps. Yeah, you play that Mario though. It's good.
Yeah.
Just do it while he's not there.
No. He would be so upset.
Yeah. It is a really good ending. So
at did least you get the first true ending?
No, I haven't. I don't think I've even gotten the second one yet. I think I'm like 15 moons away.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, so we still got quite a bit to go, but it's not that far off. But I've kind of stopped playing Mario. Mainly Animal Crossing's been taking up my life.
Zelda, right?
I played a little bit of Zelda, not a whole lot. But when the new stuff came out last week, I downloaded the update. And I haven't gotten the Xenoblade stuff yet, but I've gotten like all the other masks and everything. Mm-hmm. And Ganon's outfit is really cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it's my favorite for sure. And since I'm doing it on the Switch and I had my old save on the Wii U, that means I'm doing it all in hardcore mode. So it's been not easy. and I don't even know. From what I understand is you can't do the Champions Ballad until you've beat all the... What are they called?
Guardians?
Not Guardians.
Divine Beasts.
Yeah, the Divine Beasts. Because... what am I going to say? Because that's just part of the story, right?
Yeah.
But you don't have to beat Ganon. So that's cool. So, I don't know when I'll be able to finally get to that, because, again, like I said, I'm playing in hardcore, and there's some things, like, part of the, one of the things you have to go and do to find some of the outfits is, because I think you're looking for, like, the Royal Guards outfit,
mm-hmm.
And so you have to go inside the castle, and oh my god, there's a Lizalfos in there? One of the lizard guys were in there, and... With the Master Sword, it was not an easy battle. Like, it took a lot to kill him.
Yeah.
And it was just like, holy crap, this thing's super strong. And I can't wait to fight Ganon on this mode.
Have you fought any of the Lynels?
I have. So the Lynels aren't that bad because they just take a really long time because they're regenerating health and... You pretty much have to be, like, constantly hitting them.
Mm-hmm.
But I got really good at fighting the Lynels and, like, dodging all their stuff and, you know, doing all the... What are they called? The rush attacks?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not dying on them. I just know that it's going to be, like, a good 10-minute battle, like, mm-hmm. for the stronger ones, because they have so much health and they regenerate it so quickly. And it's, yeah. Yeah, so which means getting all their items to upgrade stuff, it's going to take forever. But I'm hoping that with some of this DLC content, especially, I really want to do the Master Sword Trials, because that's supposed to, I think, make your sword stronger. So I really, really want to do that, but it's been really hard. Like, I can't get very far in that. I'd like, you know, one of the Bokoblins, they shoot an arrow at me and I have like 2 hearts left.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh god. So, yeah, I don't know when I'm going to get through that, but I figure if I can get that, then it'll make things easier to like find items to get those items. But yeah, all the new DLC stuff, like I said, I've only really done the searching for the items, and they're really, really cool. Some of them have some interesting effects. The Ganon's outfit, it says that it's a disguise, and I was really hoping that it would work in the same way that Majora's Mask does. Because that one, when you wear it, like, no enemies will attack you at all. Mm-hmm. Like, they come up to you and they're just like, oh, who are you?
You sounded like Sasquatch.
Right. Need to throw that sound bite in there. How do they do it?
Sorry, I derailed Sasquatch. The whole thing.
You did. It was worth it, though. But yeah, but this his outfit, the Ganon's outfit, it's like, it's supposed to be like, it's like Skull Ganon or something. I forget what it's called. Mm-hmm. So I tested it out. I walked up to an enemy and it starts attacking me right away. I'm like, shit, okay, run away. But
maybe it only disguises you from Ganon.
No. Oh, that would be really cool. He's just confused. Why is there two of us now?
I'm you.
But yeah, it looks like it only disguises you from the nighttime enemies. Mm-hmm. All the bonies. The boners.
The ponies?
The bonies.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, it's pulling me back into Zelda, that's for sure.
Nice.
So I want to play more. We'll see.
We're gonna pick that up eventually.
Yeah.
We're whittling down the backlog.
It's hard because when you start working on the backlog, new things come out and you're like, ah.
Yep. Yeah.
But I don't know. I want to focus more on my backlog too, which is why I've also been playing Mirror's Edge. Mm-hmm. Catalyst. So before I had a pirated copy, I played somewhere between 3 and 5 hours ish of it. And I kept meaning to go back to it, but just other things. But I saw it on sale for like, I think it was $10 on Origin, so I picked it up. And so I'm starting over that again. And yeah, it's as fun as I remember. I want to play more of it. I see where some people had their issues with it, but I really don't think it's as bad as a lot of people made it out to be. Because one of the things is that you have to like get Faith's skills. Like when you level up, you get a point. Mm-hmm. That you can spend to get a new skill. And some of them are really basic, like being able to roll when you hit the ground. But it's not that bad. Like, there's not a whole lot that you have to collect.
Yeah.
At least for the skills. And you can still get around just fine without them. They give you all the basic ones. They just pretty much all the skills that you can enhance. I believe they just make you faster.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which in reality, like, makes sense if you're developing the character as you go through the story.
Yeah.
It's not implausible that she wouldn't be, like, getting better at doing stuff and, like, trying new stuff.
Yeah, and I feel like they kind of work that into the story, too, because, you know, it starts off, you're getting out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, maybe you're just not as good as you used to be.
Rusty.
Need some time, yeah. So, but yeah, a lot of people are like, well, she's an experienced runner. She should just be able to do this stuff.
Yeah, but if you don't run for 5 years, you're going to be out of shape.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. I think it's fine. And it gives some good progression because there's a few of them. Like, one of them is the 180 turn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's a few parts that are just really hard to get to, maybe even impossible unless you have that skill. But, you know, those are going to be like secret areas, like where some of the messenger bags are hidden and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that. I don't think it's important to have them. To complete any of the missions. So again, I think it's just bonus, which is cool. Yeah. I like it.
Cool.
I think that's really all I've been playing video game wise.
Yep.
I got nothing for books. I got nothing for movies.
No.
We talked about Stranger Things.
Maybe that's why our show keeps dying.
Oh, maybe.
Every time we talk about it, our episode gets all donked up.
Seriously. It's cursed.
Mm-hmm.
Movies
you're looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to seeing Star Wars.
I don't even know if I'm really looking forward to it.
I am. Hardcore.
Like, it looks alright. The Force Awakens is okay. It didn't wow me.
I'm hurt on the inside. I liked Rey's character a lot.
Well, everybody did, almost everybody did a good job. The only character I had a problem with, I feel it was poor writing, other than not that the actor did a bad job, and it was, what's his name?
Poe?
No. Forrest Whitaker?
His
character.
Yeah.
But I think it was just that it was not a very well written part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He has a small part in Rebels, and the character was fine. So I think it was just for the movie, it was not that great.
Yeah, I feel like there's more that had to do with him, mm-hmm. and they cut out a lot.
Yeah.
So, but wait, wasn't that? That wasn't Force Awakens. That was, wasn't that the other one? Rogue One?
Oh, maybe.
Right? Yeah, that was Rogue One. Yeah.
They all bleed together.
They do. It's okay.
Like, the first three, the original three, mm-hmm. is like my favorite set.
Yeah.
But I can't tell any of them. Like, I don't know. I know the titles for them, but like, that means nothing to me. Like, I just know the story.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because there's that George Lucas quote where he says, like, you know, it's supposed to be like a song. You know, you repeat the chorus, and then there's the verses and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense.
Yeah.
There, actually, I think that was part of the... They had that in the... it wasn't everything. Oh, it was an honest trailer for Return of the Jedi. And they put that quote in there, and he's like... And at the end of that, George Lucas is like, well, so hopefully it'll all work out in the end. And then it shows, like, how much Star Wars has grossed overall. Yeah, it did. Yeah. But, what else? There's another movie I'm looking forward to.
The Shape of Water?
No.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, it looked interesting. I don't really know a whole lot about it, though, so. Who's in it? What is it?
It's the... What's his name? Guillermo del Toro? His new movie?
What's it have to do with
water? This
shaping it. You pour it into a glass.
That kind of looks like Abe from Hellboy.
Oh.
And I think her character is deaf. Like the girl who like cleans the office mm-hmm. and their interactions and all sorts of drama.
That sounds cool. Yeah, I don't even remember the trailer, but I saw an ad for it. I think online.
The Disaster Artist. I still want to see.
So bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks like it's going to be fun.
We were going to go see that tomorrow until you invited us to go see Star Wars.
Was it Jimmy Kimmel? I don't remember. There's what's his name? Not the actual guy.
James Franco?
Yeah, James Franco. He was doing an interview. It might have been with, God, I can't remember anybody's name right now. The guy that does the late show took over for Letterman. Stephen Colbert.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did an interview with him, and they were pretty much just talking about how absolutely off the wall Damn it again. I can't remember his name. The actual guy.
Tommy Wiseau.
There you go. Tommy Wiseau. How crazy he is. How nobody knows, like, where he's from and what people say, or how he says that. Doesn't he say he's, like, from Florida or something like that? I can't remember. It's
Louisiana.
It's all over the place. Yeah, it's a really, it was a really, really entertaining little segment. And I didn't see the second part because I was just watching it on YouTube. So they just had the interview with James Franco. But apparently there's a second part where they actually bring Tommy Wiseau out. And they all have a conversation. So
this is very confusing.
Right? And yeah. I need to find that. And apparently, so James Franco put up a billboard that looks just like the one that Tommy Wiseau put up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And the number for Tommy Wiseau's apartment, which is where the original number went to, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess now, he didn't say what exactly would happen. He would say either he would pick up or Tommy Wiseau would pick up. One of the
Interesting.
Two.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I gotta track down that number and
give it a call.
Yeah. So that's good stuff, though. Nice. But yeah, I can't wait to see that movie because it seems like a hoot.
Yes.
Anything else that you're looking forward to? Any games you're looking forward to? Do you want to name your game of the year?
Oh boy. No.
No.
Games I'm looking forward to, Ni No Kuni 2.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I got pushed back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Could still be good.
Yep.
It will still be good, hopefully.
I'm sure it will.
What are you looking forward to?
At this point, the only thing that I'm really, that's on my radar for the future is that Descent game. That's pretty much it. There's, I think, I don't know who's making it, but somebody got permission from Interplay to create a new Descent game. So it's all in that old universe. It might actually be a reimagining of the first one, but what they've showed off of the multiplayer looks really good. And I think it was actually supposed to be, like, done last year. Like at the end of 2016, but they're a small team. It's taken them a while to get through it. And I think what's taking them really long right now is they're creating levels. So they have, I think, the bulk of the system done, all the battling and, you know, everything. They just need to plan out and build levels, and they want them to be huge and sprawling like the first three games.
Mm-hmm.
Because those, and the third one especially, some of the stages were so huge that it took me a while. And I don't think I think I did end up beating that game. But some of them just took forever to figure out where things are, and there were so many nooks and crannies, and I'm sure I didn't find all of the secrets, but there are tons that I did find, and it was really cool. So, I mean, them focusing on bringing that feel back is what I'm really excited about.
Nice.
So I'm willing to wait. I just hope it actually comes out.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're accepting any more money for it. I think they met their goal and everything, so they're just making it now.
They're not getting greedy.
Yeah, which is good. But I mean, people are pissed that it's taking a long time, but
yeah,
whatever.
Quality is worth it.
Exactly. So that's the only thing that I really know about that I'm like excited for that I can think of. Final Fantasy VII Remake. Kingdom Hearts 3.
That's never going to come out.
Yeah, I know. Both of them are way off into the future. And I hope they could both come out for the PC. Because even if I were to get both of those, I probably wouldn't buy a PlayStation just for those.
Yeah.
I'm kind of facing the music. I'm probably not going to get a console. Another.
Yeah.
Unless, like, they're super dirt cheap. I mean, I guess the Xbox Ones are now pretty cheap, right? They're under $300, like $299.
Maybe if you get the Xbox One, but not like the Slim or the Xbox One X.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called.
Yeah. And I probably would get a PlayStation over that just because of the being able to play pretty much any Xbox game anyways on PC.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's pros and cons to both, but... You looking forward to anything?
I already answered.
Oh, you did?
Oh, boy. Should we take a break?
Maybe. Ni no Kune. I remembered. Yeah. News?
I'm actually serious about taking a break.
Oh, yeah, we can take a break. Okay. Let's do it.
So, unfortunately, I have a bit of bad news. It looks like we lost the second part of our podcast here. So, I'm just going to say thank you for listening. You can catch us at classicgamerbrain.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/CGB Network or /8BitShow. Also, if you would like to get in contact with Ashley or I, you can find me at Frankie1029 on Instagram and Twitter. And for her, you could find her at Zambot. That's Zambot with an X. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you next week. Bye.